Great job on the national anthem as we get set to drop the puck. Carmine Vetrano with you alongside Grant Tunkel. The Brooklyn Aviators and New Jersey Outlaws will get to action in just a little bit. This is the final two games for both squads. A two-game set, a home-and-home starting tonight in Brooklyn at the Aviator Sports and Events Center. The Brooklyn Aviators come in fourth place tonight in the FHL regular season standings. They have a record of 23-19-5-1. The New Jersey Outlaws in first place. They have been in first place the entire season. Clinch the regular season title. They have a record of 39-7-3-1. But Grant, it's going to be interesting to see the New Jersey Outlaws without their top forward and Travis Caulfield. Has 44 goals, 56 assists for 100 points on the season. And their top defenseman, Lonnie Snyder, who has 34 points, 28 assists to his credit. Lonnie Snyder, a power play leader for the New Jersey Outlaws. So it'll be interesting to see how the Outlaws respond without two of their bigger players in the lineup tonight.
And entering play tonight, New Jersey boasted the league's best power play unit. And Snyder, such an important man, pulls the trigger on that top unit, creates, scores, plays five-on-five hockey outstandingly from the blue line. So you're right, Carmine, a big absence from the lineup as head coach Chris Ferriolo rests some of his top guns, if you will, heading into the postseason. The A's have to pounce on every opportunity they get tonight. While it might be best served if the A's maybe were to find themselves in the five spot heading into the postseason and take on Thousand Islands, nothing else can replace heading into the playoffs on a three-game winning streak. And the A's, of course, would have to beat New Jersey tonight and tomorrow to accomplish that.
Your officiating crew tonight, referee Derek Wozniak, the linesman Anthony Giorgiorio, and Mike Peace. The Aviators will skate from left to right in their home whites with red and black trim. The New Jersey Outlaws in their road blacks with red and white trim will skate from right to left. Andrew Wozniak for the Aviators and Kevin Cooper for the Outlaws meet at center ice, and we're underway. Opening minute of the first period as the Aviators will control the draw. It's Dolge breaking in over the Outlaw blue line, right wing side, but he coughs it up to Kevin Cooper for the Outlaws. Cooper's all by himself along the right wing. He'll skate in, gets past Kendra Towski, now drags it to the slot. The first shot, and they score. Kevin Cooper takes it himself. He broke in along the right wing, cut towards the slot, and the low wrister got over the right pad of Mike DiLorenzo. And just like that, 17 seconds into the contest, the New Jersey Outlaws lead 1-0.
Well, Carmine, I was about to mention how the A's did an outstanding job of getting back on defense. They were not outnumbered there, but Cooper made the first move, and Trentowski reacted incorrectly. That allowed Cooper to get around the league's all-FHL rookie team defenseman and bury the puck past DiLorenzo, who, quite frankly, I think was surprised that Cooper skated around one of the league's top defensemen so easily.
So for Kevin Cooper, his 42nd goal of the season, we'll wait and see who get the assist. But for the Brooklyn Aviators, they trail 1-0 just 17 seconds into the opening period as Chris Campanelli will break in right wing side over the Outlaw blue line, trying to feather it in the slot, but it's quickly broken up. Mike Thompson for the Aviators keeps it alive along the left point, but now Matt Miller for the Outlaws will take it through the neutral zone, breaks in right wing side, finds Anthony Battaglia. Battaglia for the Outlaws plays it along the left wing, but now will come to the right point as Dan Mercer will send it down into the right wing corner. Battaglia will get it in the right wing circle, set it behind the goal line. Matt Miller now in the left corner for the Outlaws, leaves it for Battaglia, who spins around and A's defender. It's Miller, left circle, inside the Aviator zone. Oak now at the left point, thought about shooting it. He'll send it down behind the cage, and he'll leave it for Trevor Krasowicz. Krasowicz, his pass to the point, misses everyone, goes all the way down into the Outlaw end of the ice to our right, and both teams will go for a change. Just a minute 20 into the first period, the Outlaws lead the Brooklyn Aviators 1-0.
And the assist will go to Puneri and Winchester, so all of a sudden, the three biggest names in the lineup cashing in on the opening faceoff.
Aviators will have it inside their own zone here. Steve Koich had a goal last night for the Aviators in their 7-1 win against Danbury, but Craig Cole for the Outlaws will chip it into his bench. And we'll get a quick whistle as Craig Cole intercepted the pass in the neutral zone. So we'll get a faceoff coming right outside the Outlaws bench along the right wing in the neutral zone. 18:23 left to go in the first period. It's a 1-0 New Jersey Outlaws lead.
This next couple minutes, Carmine, will be crucial for the rest of the contest. How do the A's respond after allowing the goal just 17 seconds in? They have to muster up a good defensive effort here.
Brett Liscum outside the Aviators' blue line, left wing side, will dump it in as the Outlaws will send their forecheck, two men deep. The A's try to break out. It's behind the A's goal line to the right of DiLorenzo. And on it's Matt Miller. Matt Miller stands about 6'2", and is working against the 5'10". Nick Wheeler in the Aviators' left wing corner. As the puck comes free behind the Aviators' cage, it's picked up by Koich. He finds Casey Mignon along the left wing. He'll tap it for Koich as Koich gains the red line in the neutral zone, left wing side, and just dumps it in on Adam Decker. Decker will play it along the right wing inside of his own zone. Here's Jamie Zaleski. Zaleski can't clear. Kept in by Nick Petriello at the Outlaw blue line, left wing side. As now Rob Schreier will break in. The newcomer from the Danville Dashers comes in, breaks in, left wing side. His shot goes wide over the cage. And the rebound comes to the right wing corner. Here's Matt Panarieri inside of his own zone. Plays it to the far side. Oziak will keep it in for the Aviators. Sends it behind the cage to the right of Adam Decker. Comes to the right wing circle now. To the point for Henry Cox. Cox tees up the net. His wrist shot gets deflected, goes wide. And the rebound comes to right wing half wall. As Schreier's one-timer from atop the right wing circle gets kicked out with the right pad by Adam Decker. The A's still buzzing right now as Oziak's shot from the slot goes wide. And the puck caroms to the right wing side. Now Matt Panarieri will finally pick it up, send it into the neutral zone, and chip it ahead. But Henry Cox there first for the Aviators. And he'll just take it behind his own goal line and play it to the far side. A great shift right there, Grant, for the Aviators. And it's all started by the newcomer and the veteran, Rob Schreier. As we get a whistle on the play, a high sticking call. And we'll get a stoppage in time. 16:50 left to go in the first period. It's a 1-0 Outlaws lead.